Hi there, it's Stefan Molyneux. So I really wanted to explain to you what it is that I've been up to for the last couple of years, the sort of purpose and plan and reasoning behind it, and I hope that this will make some sense to you and give you a sense of perspective about what it is that I'm doing. So first and foremost, this has changed over the course of the show, but for the last couple of years, I've really been focusing on helping two groups of people. Number one, you. I'm going to help you. Number one is the people who are willing to think for themselves, to think critically, to act in a courageous but not suicidal manner, to bring virtue and evidence and reason and facts and good things to the world, to pursue virtuous relationships, to eschew relentlessly negative or destructive or immoral relationships, and to really grow and enjoy the fruits of personal, philosophical reasoning and virtue in your life. Those are the people I love, the people I treasure, and I'm sure you're one of those people. So that's one of the groups of people that I want to help. Now, the second group of people that I want to help, unfortunately, well, they're not here yet, and it's going to take quite a while for them to show up. In the future, when they look back upon this cycle of history, you know, the cycle of history that scarcity leads to virtue, virtue leads to liberty, liberty leads to plenty, plenty leads to decadence, decadence leads to decay, decay leads to collapse, and the whole cycle starts again. Over the last, 6 or 7 years, I've really, really been focused on helping people in the future to understand how things got so bad from such a state of freedom, and to give the facts, the data, the reason, the evidence, the philosophical analysis of everything that went wrong, so with the grace of our integrity, the future can finally be free of such a destructive cycle. So the minority of people in the present who welcome reason and can live reason in their lives, and it's a beautiful life when you live reason. You are surrounded by love and loyalty and beauty in your life. So thank you to people who are taking that message and living in their own lives. I help you. Helping the future, I mean, I wrote a whole book last year called The Future, which is my vision of what it is that we're working to try and achieve. A future where children are peacefully parented, where coercive institutions are absent, and voluntary and therefore virtuous interactions are the norm. But how are we going to get there if we can't explain what happened here? So I want to help you break any cycle of dysfunction you have in your own personal life at the moment, and I want to help the world and society as a whole to break the cycle of history that has been gripping the jugular of our species since time immemorial. And I honestly believe that we've cracked the nut with UPB, with the Bomb in the Brain child abuse series, and all of the visions and values of personal integrity that we see around the world as part of the show and other things. I think that's enough, right? We can be, you don't need an entire sky full of stars to navigate to the future by, you just need a few instances, and I think that we're providing those instances, and in this way we bless the future as much as it can be blessed. So I was thinking over, you know, the last couple of years, I mean, as you know, I started getting seriously deplatformed about a little bit more than three years ago, and of course it's been a tough ride. I'm not going to put on any fault. I don't have any regrets. It was necessary to, if this was the price of getting the truth out to save the future, I am absolutely happy and willing to pay that price and to bear that burden. Because all the things that I enjoy were the result of people in the past paying a price and bearing a burden to hand down some baton of liberty or capacity for speech that we still enjoy to a large degree today. So it's been a tough trade, but a trade that is absolutely, completely, and totally worth it. And I've been thinking about sort of, okay, and I ask myself this every day, what value am I providing, and am I keeping the faith? Am I keeping the faith? Am I living with integrity? Am I pursuing the truth in a courageous but not suicidal fashion? Am I keeping the faith with the values of philosophy, and would I be willing to stand anywhere in the pantheon of people I admire in history? You may be a better judge of this than I am, but I am satisfied then I have kept the faith. I've kept the faith with philosophy. I've kept the faith with my mission and my goal. And I think, I hope, I believe that I've kept the faith with you as well. Because I know you put a lot of trust in me to do the right thing and say the right thing and all of that. And I believe with all my heart, and I'm happy to be corrected if I've gone astray, but I believe that I have in general, in an honorable way, kept the faith with virtue, with truth, with philosophy, with the future, and with you, my dear listener. So I thank you for the support to be able to do that. I mean, obviously, I've done other helpful things. I have, of course, explicated the effects of child abuse to millions of people. There are millions and millions and millions of children around the world over the course of the show who are no longer getting hit and who are being reasoned with rather than brutalized. And that is a great gift to the world in the future and, of course, to the children and the parents in the present. And for that, I'm eternally grateful to everybody who's listened and everybody who supported what it is that I do. I mean, in a more practical sense, I said right at the beginning of COVID that it was going to be a huge deal. And of course, I'd covered Ebola and things like that before. So I said, COVID is China's Chernobyl. It's going to be a huge deal. I also said very early on that lockdowns were going to be far more harmful than keeping society open. And of course, I pushed back hard against the zoonotic theory of the COVID origins, that it came from some animal in the wet market and so on, and collated a fair amount of evidence. I had my skepticism about the vaccines, of course, that the average vaccine, if we even call them that, the average vaccine takes 10 years to develop and has 94% failure rate. So what corners are being cut? So I think I provided a lot of value in terms of clarifying what was going on in the world. I took a lot of bullets, of course, on speaking tours with attacks and bomb threats and death threats and all sorts of nonsense. So I think that I showed a reasonable amount of courage. I think I spoke a lot of truth. I know I took a lot of punishment for it. And I really genuinely believe that I kept the faith. Now, that having been said, it has been 3 years since I've asked for any support for this show. I mean, at a time when it's been hard for the show. And one of the reasons I haven't asked is because it has been a hard couple of years for everyone. But I do have to be responsible to the show. I have to be responsible for what I'm able to do. So I'm asking you, like, right now, because look, the vast majority of you don't support what it is that I do. You will consume the resources that I put out, the huge 40 years of experience in philosophy, a graduate degree, 12 books written, and all of the time, energy, effort, cost, reputational damage and expenses of running this show. You consume it without kicking anything back. I mean, the funny thing is, you probably tip a waiter. It's the funny thing. If you went to a restaurant and you ordered the best meal of your life, or even an average meal, I'm sure you would tip the waiter. And so, yeah, I'm going to ask you for that. I'm going to ask you for your support. A couple of coffees a month can really make all the difference here. I have plans for next year that I really do want to be able to achieve, and I'm going to need your support for those plans. And, of course, I want to make more documentaries. I'm working on another book, and there's lots of things that I want to do that will be of enormous value, and I really would like your support and help in achieving those things. And the vast majority, if you don't, I'm just asking you to step up. Listen, if you donate over the next couple of days, I'll send you a copy of my book, The Future. I will send you a copy of my History of Philosopher series. This is a 17-part series on the history of philosophy. Fantastic. Some of the best stuff I've ever done. I would be more than happy to share that with you, but I really do need your support. So, you know, when you think of all the value, look, I don't take ads. So if you've listened to the show for a couple of years, I've saved weeks. If you just look at sort of a 7-hour workday, I've saved weeks and weeks of your time by not having ads. But that means that somebody's going to have to pay because the advertisers aren't paying. And I'm really asking you for your support to help me continue to do what it is that I do and grow into an even better show. So freedomn.com/donate to help out the show. It really is the right thing to do. I provide unique value in the online public sphere. Nobody else is doing what I'm doing to the extent that I'm doing it. And I think with the courage and integrity with which I do it. So I really am going to very much ask and beg and plead and cajole for your support. I think it's the right thing to do. And you can do it right now at freedomn.com/donate. And I would be happy to share with you some of my greatest work as my way of thanking you. And I really do thank you so much for the opportunity to do all of this. And I promise I will keep the faith and keep going.